concerned with insurance, concerned with HMOs. Whose purpose do you practice? Numbers. Oh, God, numbers. I see 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 1,000. For whose purpose? For whose purpose? I see more patients than you do. For whose purpose? Numbers create the thirst. Service creates the drink. If you practice to see numbers because numbers represent the amount of people that you serve, then there is drink. But if you practice for numbers in order to increase the importance of yourself, it creates only thirst. Only thirst, because there never will be enough numbers. Never. Whose purpose? For who? If you came here today or yesterday for the seminar because you are unhappy with your practice, if you're unhappy with the practice, maybe you ought to figure out for whose purpose you're practicing. If you're going to your office and your only intent is to serve. Listen, you've heard of love for the sake of loving, give for the sake of living, serve for the sake of learning. Practice for the sake of practicing. Expect nothing in return. Nothing. Practice makes me happy. That's an attachment. Practice makes me money. That's an attachment. Practice gives me satisfaction. That's an attachment. Practice makes me feel important. That's an attachment. Practice purely for the sake of practice. Practice because that's what you do. No attachments. Free yourself from attachments. You are Chuck Ripley this morning. Chuck, I love fishnet tops and hot pants bottoms. Chuck was probably one of the most conservative people I ever saw, right? Went back from DE. And I was conservative. I always say, I wouldn't take the garbage out without putting my jacket on. Hey, you see me, I'm the doctor. Right? Shouldn't really be taking the garbage out anyway. But since the help is off today, he leaves the E, he goes back to Flat Rock, Michigan, and goes to work on Monday morning wearing hot pants and a fishnet top. Right? Is that freedom? Is that being concerned about what people think of you? Is that being inhibited by anything? Or is that now allowing yourself to use that vehicle to free your consciousness, your psyche, your ego from depending on anybody else for what you do, but being purely what you were intended to be without any restriction, without any hold, without any chain, without any belt, without any fetter, without anything? People came. Did they come because he had hot pants and fishnet top on? Heck no. You know what the fishnet top and the hot pants were for? Was for him. It was the vehicle through which he went down. John Hoffman doesn't tell you the story anymore. But he needed to be free, and what he did when he got on a motorcycle and ran up to about 120 miles an hour and screamed on the top of his lungs. Now, I'm not advocating that you do that, but that's what he did. Zygapus took all his physiotherapy equipment and threw it downstairs, took his gowns out in the back and burned them. It was his freedom, his vehicle. Whatever you have to do, whatever becomes your fishnet top and hot pants bottom, do it. We always used to say at DE, you leave here and go into practice with reckless abandonment. Now I realize that that flies in the face of everything that you've ever had to take. And what do we take that in Florida that's called what? The 5 hours, you know, where you're not supposed to get in trouble. What? Risk management. I realize that that flies in the face of risk management. But you want risk management? We went to Panama and we were adjusting somewhere between 1,700 and 2,000 people a day. And we didn't know their names, couldn't speak their language, couldn't ask them anything. Just sat in a row and went down the line and adjusted them, right? Tell me how much risk management we got there. You know why there was no problem? The answer is extremely simple. It is extremely simple. You know why? We know whose purpose we were there for. That's number one. Number two, when you know what your purpose is, you know whose purpose you're practicing for, you know why you're there, then you have the hands of God, and God is not going to allow anything to happen to you. It's not going to happen. You're free. You're free. You're free. You're free. He at one time used to preach free x-rays. Go get free x-rays. For what? As a practice-building marketing tool? No. You know what the free x-rays were for? The free x-rays were for the chiropractor. To break him out of the mold. You've got to pay for everything you're getting. You've got to pay for everything you're getting. You're going to take top price. I'm worth it. You've got to do this. 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 And it kept thousands of people out of chiropractors' offices. Quite frankly, with some of the fees you charge now, could you afford to go to you? Could you afford to take your family paying what you charge 3 times a week to see you? If you can't, how many people are you keeping out of your office? How many people are being denied your ability to reconnect them to the universal intelligence that created this entire cosmos because they can't afford to pay what you're trying to charge them? John used to say, what's better, seeing one patient at $50 or 10 patients at $5? Same amount of money. You're going to be in the office the same amount of hours anyway. Purpose. What I want you to do is to build in your heart a passion to know who you are, what your job is, what you're supposed to be doing, when you're supposed to be doing it, and how much of it you're supposed to be doing. How many patients do you see a day? How long do you practice? You practice until there's no more patients coming in. You know, I'm older than most of you, which is obvious. I'm older than most of you. And you know what you learn when you get older? You learn that most of the stuff that you worried about, most of the stuff that you think you wanted, most of the stuff that you thought that was important to you is a bunch of smoke and mirrors. That when you start to get older, you realize that the important things in your life are what your mission in life was and how well you did it. So that when the day comes that you graduate from this earth to go to where you're going and you face your Creator, you can honestly say, I did the best I could. I was just reading an article on people dying and the things that they say and worry about when they're dying. You know what people worry? They don't talk about all the stuff that was bad that they did. They don't talk about all the stuff that they enjoyed what they did. You know what they talk about? All the things that they did not do. Because somewhere in a compartment inside of your heart, you know what you should be doing. We love it. We cover it up. We plaster it. We put stuff on top of it to keep it down so that it doesn't prick our consciences, so that we can continue to live the life that we want to live. Rather than laying it bare, letting it come to the surface and saying, this is what I am, and I don't care what anybody else thinks about that. And this is what I'm going to do, and I don't care whether you like it or don't like it. I'm going to do it anyway because it is the right thing to do. There's a great saying. It says, do well by doing good. Who better than a chiropractor can do well by doing good? Who? We have this enormous gift. But you know what comes with the gift? Responsibility. You are responsible. Do you want to die and have God pull you over to the side and say, all right, everybody line up. And there are thousands of people there, and he shows them to you and said, these are the people you didn't take care of that I sent to you. Why didn't you take care of them? They didn't have the money. They smelled. I didn't like them. They're the wrong color. They didn't show up on time. They weren't there on the right day. Whose purpose? Who do you practice for? Who? You? Or the folks? The people that God has put in the world. The people that are waiting for the sunrise of the new age that's coming to us. The age of mechanistic philosophy is ending. The age of the true human being is starting to surface. And we are the vehicles of evolution. I love this thing. You know, in St. Peter's Basilica, you have the picture of Adam pointing up and the picture of God pointing down on the ceiling. And in between them is a tiny space in between the two fingers. That, to me, is where chiropractic is. Chiropractic is the space between the finger of man and the finger of God. We are the connecting unit. All God is waiting for us is to take man's finger and just push it a little bit more up. That's all. That's all. And isn't that all we really do? Isn't that all there is to it? Isn't that the ultimate act of love? Isn't uniting man in its physical essence with man in its spiritual essence, isn't that the ultimate act of love? That's principal chiropractic. That's what this is all about. That's all this is about. Rest on you. How much longer is that space going to continue to be there? It rests on you. We could change the world that quickly if we would only decide to do it. If each one of you would adjust 1,500, 2,000 people in a day, and what do you have to do? You know, do what we did in Panama. Put them in circular chairs, just walk around and move the atlas. Hey? Zygmunt Fuchs found this thing that was in Hindu literature, which is a magnificent thing. You know what the Hindus refer to the Pariman Magnum as? The mouth of God. The mouth of God, because it is through here that God talks to the rest of the body. Isn't that magnificent? See, and we have the opportunity of opening the mouth of God. How long does that take? How long?
It's late.
I want you to do me a favor. And do me a favor only because it is a favor for you. And I want you to make a resolution to yourself, in your heart, that if you are going to continue in practice, that you will determine who you're practicing for. Who you're practicing for. And you will make a commitment to yourself and to your God that you will provide the hands. And if you do, I guarantee you, God will provide the people. And history will mark chiropractors as that group of special and peculiar people who caused the world to change. The innate in me blesses the innate in you. Peace.